U.S. cotton producers told the National Cotton Council they intend to plant over 11 million acres of cotton in 2014, or 8.2% more than in 2013, in the recent planting intention survey. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, explains the factors that affect these numbers.
When we look at the results of the survey, it did show an 8% increase in the U.S. all cotton number. However, if we break that down and take a look across the 17 cotton-producing states, we can start with the Southeast, and we'll see that the increases were not universal across the belt.
And on a regional basis,
growers in the Southeast indicated a 1% decline in area as you had some offsetting effects from different states. And in those cases where cotton was actually losing acres relative to 2013, the survey indicated those acres were shifting to soybeans. Mid-South growers are indicating a 12% increase. The Southwest was also showing a 12% increase. Again, acres moving out of grains and into cotton. And then as we look out west on the upland acres, it's showing a 6% decline, primarily due to California.
A number of factors affect California's projected acreage.
Obviously, there's competition from fruits and vegetables in California, and Pima cotton is, but the overriding concern, I think, for California is, given the drought they've been in, just the lack of water going into the planting season is going to limit acreage. ELS producers responded that they're going to plant about 12% more due to prices being higher this year than last.
Adam closes with some important things to keep in mind when looking at the numbers.
As we look at the results of the survey being up 8%, it is consistent with what relative prices are showing when we look at the futures markets. Cotton prices, when they compared to corn and soybeans, are more competitive this year than they were a year ago, and we've seen that be the most significant factor in explaining year-to-year changes in acreage, and again, it's showing that as we look at the 2014 intentions.
I'm Sabrina Hill, and this is AgNet West.